Good morning. I'm Elizabeth Harrison in Providence. It's a blustery morning out there, and it's been raining on and off, sometimes heavily. State police say it's hard to see well on the highways, and they're asking drivers to use caution. The National Weather Service is warning of downed trees and power lines as a possible result of the heavy winds. They've issued a high wind warning, and forecaster Alan Dunham says TF Green Airport has already clocked some big gusts.
TF Green Airport had a wind gust to 56 miles an hour, so there's some strong winds out there, so people driving around really got to be careful. There's a lot of branches down, and high-profile vehicles will have a hard time this morning.
National Grid reports some power outages around the state. More than 12,000 customers are in the dark in Providence, and nearly 700 are without power right now in Kent County. State education officials are defending standardized testing as a graduation requirement, starting with Rhode Island's class of 2014. Students opposing the move staged a protest yesterday at the State House. State Education Commissioner Deborah Gist says the rule is not just about test scores. It's about making sure students have the skills they need to go on to college and a career. If the testing requirement took effect this year, roughly 44% of students would be at risk for not graduating, this because they failed to meet the bar in mathematics. State officials say students would be able to retake the test. Some students and community members say the testing requirement is unfair, especially to students who've been doing their work and passing all their classes. The Rhode Island director of the Department of Health, Dr. Michael Fine, says the state must address prescription drug abuse. As Rhode Island Public Radio's healthcare reporter Kristen Gourlay reports, Fine's comments come as part of his list of priorities that he shared with lawmakers.
Topping the list, ending deaths from prescription drug overdoses and from colorectal cancer, as well as curbing the transmission of new HIV cases in Rhode Island. Fine also wants to reduce the number of premature births and C-section deliveries, but his priorities also include a reminder of the state's challenges, from smoking and poverty to the high cost of health care and the lack of resources for preventative medicine. The governor's 2013 budget proposal would keep most of Fine's funding intact, but trim nearly $3 million from the Division of Community, Family Health and Equity, which focuses on prevention. Kristen Gourlay, Rhode Island Public Radio.
And the Navy is looking at building 12 wind turbines on its properties on Aquidneck Island. Naval Station spokeswoman Lisa Rama says the turbines could produce enough electricity to power the Newport Naval Base.
There's 8,000 people that come to work here every day, and it's 50 separate commands, so we have quite the electricity bill, as you can imagine.
Rama says the Naval Station's average electric bill for 1 year is about $12 million. She adds the station is under orders from the Secretary of the Navy to reduce the force's reliance on fossil fuels. Some residents are concerned about the plan to build turbines, and a public meeting is scheduled for tonight from 5 to 8 at the Community College of Rhode Island.